This is CITR News, your station for independent Olympics coverage.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Pepping broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, and today is February the 16th, day 4 of your Olympics coverage. Navigating the tweets, the press conferences, the protests, and the general Olympic debauchery that was sure to befall Granville Street, our Olympics coverage at News 101 is in full swing and there isn't any shortage of material. This weekend proved sensationally busy as activists welcomed the torch relay on Friday night. Violent protests erupted down the streets on Saturday and thousands gathered to commemorate the murdered and missing women of the downtown east side on Sunday. Here's how Mayor Gregor Robertson summed up the atmosphere.
With all the things happening today, is the busiest day probably in the city's history.
Right.
But we managed to move things around and have the Lunar New Year parade and have the Missing Women's March happen in the midst of all the Olympics activities and hundreds of thousands of visitors that are in the city. And I think it's been a great day.
Right. And can you comment on the protest that happened yesterday where around 150 violent and militant protesters began vandalizing downtown Vancouver? Do you have any comment?
Well, it's really disappointing that it turned into ugly stuff, vandalizing and people totally disrespectful of others on the street and the city itself. And there's important issues to raise, important concerns that need to be voiced. We see today with thousands of people marching for the missing women, that it happens respectfully and peacefully, but it's powerful, and that's the way things should be done.
Right.
Voices get heard, but with respect.
While the mayor was upbeat and optimistic, not all activists and media are feeling the same jazz. Recent updates signal national solidarity as activists and rioters in Calgary and Waterloo take to the streets and the rooftops. According to the Vancouver Media Co-op and anarchistnews.org, Calgary anarchists have attacked corporate establishments across the city, and activists in Waterloo are occupying rooftops in opposition to RBC's role in the tar sands, as well as their role as an Olympic sponsor. From the city, the Vancouver Media Co-op is also reporting dissent among legal observers. Check out an interview with the National Lawyer Guild of America about the BCCLA's reaction to Saturday's protest. You can find that online at vancouver.mediacoop.ca. Coming up on CITR News, we'll be bringing you coverage of the Tent City protests that happened Monday, February 15th, in support of Vancouver's homeless. If you want to find out more, you can check out our podcasts at CITR.ca. We broadcast Mondays and Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., and you can get far more in-depth coverage when you tune in then. But if you're looking to keep up to date with what's happening in Vancouver, make sure you come back to CITR for these headlines that will be airing on CITR Mondays to Fridays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m., as well as on our friendly station partners across the country in Calgary, Windsor, and Montreal. As well, please follow us on Twitter at CITR News, but also make sure you follow everyone else on Twitter. You can find the UBC and Vancouver Media Co-op on Twitter, constantly updating what's going on in the city, and it's the best way to have up-to-the-minute and alternative perspective of what's happening during the games. Again, I'm Brad Pepping from CITR News in Vancouver. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great day.